faith that produces works, and your faith that is sustained by your works. In my last lecture, I showed that faith without work is dead, and also that the only way we can prove our faith is by our works. This lecture, I want to show how faith produces works, and how faith is sustained, so that our works shall prove our faith. By the growth of your understanding of the action of your thought, so is the power of your faith increased in proportion. When you become aware of the action of your thought, you will know the result before you begin. This is proved by the master statement, "Believe you have received, and you shall have." He was aware of the action of his thought, aware of the power of his thought, knowing clearly that the Father and he were one. And knowing that, he knew that the same creative power in any way whatsoever to create whatever you choose, your consciousness is the fundamental principle. Now this consciousness is in God, and it is not in anything else. It is in God. Say the word God, now you have an assumption what this God is. And many of you have an idea that this God is somewhere outside yourself. But it is not true. God is infinite in nature, and therefore everything must be within him, and there can be no outsider. And his consciousness can be the only consciousness ruling in the whole universe. It is the creative power of God, it's the creative power of man. That is why man is said to be the image and likeness of the Creator. If you remember this, then you will know clearly and distinctly the action of your thought. And if you understand it, you can say what the Master said, "Believe you have received, and you shall have." Now, when you are ignorant of this law of mind and action, you place little value on your thoughts. Yet you are affected by the effects created, and naturally rebel against them, or are pleased on the other hand. But this ignorant reaction is of no value to you, because you do not understand how your faith produces works. By rebelling against effects, you only increase their intensity. On the other hand, if you are just ignorantly pleased with results, you will soon lose what you have gained, because you are unaware of how these things have come about. He that hath not even that which he hath will be taken away from him. This is the vicious circle of ignorance in which the great majority of people are in. The majority of people today are rebelling against the effect. They fight these effects, therefore giving them a power, they have no power of their own, but they give them a power which they do not possess. Therefore, when you fight anything, any condition that is relative to yourself, you are giving that relative thing a power that does not possess, because it has no real power of its own except the power you give it. And it is necessary to understand this, because if you don't, you will never understand faith. He that hath not even that which he hath will be taken away from him. That is, he that hath not faith, understanding, even that which he hath will be taken away from him. There is but one mode of action used in creation, whether it be the creation of a man's mind, or creation of a rock, a tree, an animal, or a human being in the infinite mind, the mode of action. action is the same because mankind is a reflection of the infinite mind. And I want you to please remember this tremendous fact, because it is most important to you when you want to realize faith. The faith I'm talking about is not the faith where you have the opposite, doubt. The faith I'm talking about is a faith through understanding. And if you will remember what I said about the consciousness, your consciousness being the creative faculty in your own mind, whatever the consciousness is aware of, so it is unto you. Whether the consciousness is aware of something in fear, or whether it is aware of something in faith, it means the same thing. These two will be reproduced equally. One the thing you fear, and the other the thing you have faith in. But I want to see which image in your mind is the strongest. You will see that it's the image you fear rather than the image you have faith in. Therefore, you will see this, the image that you fear is very often produced because the consciousness is more aware of it. Now it is necessary through divine reasoning to understand where your consciousness is, so that you know that the creative power in man is the same creative power that God uses, because he has made man in his own image and likeness. And the creation in man's mind, the mode of action that takes place in this creation, is the same as the mode of action that takes place in the creative mind, whether it be a rock, a tree, an animal, or a human being in the infinite mind. It is because you have not the realization of the completeness of this consciousness that these things do not manifest at once. But time will come when you pray, knowing what you are doing while you pray, that your prayers will be answered instantaneously. It is some considerable time before your prayers sometimes come into operation. For instance, what is a prayer? A prayer is opening yourself to that inflow of that life principle which in itself has no conditions attached to it whatsoever. It is free and natural. Now I see this clearly and distinctly. I see how the infinite has created the body, the mind of the individual, the brain, the nervous system, all the organs of the body for its own self-expression. It is the life that is expressing itself, and God is life. Now, life created then the body, the brain, and the nervous system as a perfect machine, how it could act and think in this plane of manifestation, and also create. Therefore, through your emotions, you create what we call, what I would say clearly and distinctly, an emotional habit pattern, which you create with your nervous system through this particular form of the brain that life created for the purpose of the ordinary running of the organism as a smooth machine. But by your emotional states, you create this pattern that is established then in this, what we call the cerebellum. This portion then sets up this mischievous reaction in your body, which you feel the sensation of. And immediately then you bestow your attention upon that thing. You increase its intensity. But you see, it was by your own emotional reactions to conditions, things, people, whatever the case may be, that brought about this change in this brain. How are you then to get this back to normality? That is the point. If you have a habit emotional habit pattern created in your cells, and that is being externalized in your body, because your body is the sounding board of your mind, your thoughts, your images, your emotions. How are you then to overcome this thing? Well, there is, thank the Almighty, because He created you in the image of Himself, which must be perfect in Him. And this machine He created perfect also, to run the organism as a perfect, smooth working machine where all the organs work together in perfect harmony. But when you have these emotional breakdowns, what happens? You have civil war taking place in your own organism because of this habit pattern you've created in your own cerebellum. And the only way that you can get rid of it is through divine reasoning, as I'm showing you, and proper relaxation, so that you take the relaxation, the tension of the muscles, of the nerves, these inhibiting processes that strangle and paralyze your nerve centers and your organs, close the muscles round the large blood vessels, causing the heart to beat faster so that it forces the blood into your brain, and therefore you have high blood pressure, a stroke perhaps. All these things are brought about because of the stupid reactions you have to things external to yourself, because you do not know the action of your thought, your emotion. You are not aware of them. You do not discern what you are doing. Consequently, you are unconsciously creating this habit pattern, which is as pictured in your body. And because you fear it, you stimulate it, and what happens? Your vicious circle is then set in motion, and you find there is no way of getting out. But there is a way, and I am showing. In developing our faith that produces works, we must in the first place recognize this unity, which is a cosmic fact. The Father and I are one. In this realization, the power of thought becomes active in the individual thinker. And to this unity, we must ascribe all power and glory, and acknowledge it as the source of all that we accomplish. Even when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, his words were these, Father, thou hast already heard me, knowing that he never did anything on his own, never. And true disciple never does anything on his own. In this also, there can only be effective concentration of the idea to be done. For if you are double-minded, you see good and evil, and these two battle for supremacy in your mind, so you fight the one that you do not want with the result that you give it a power it does not possess. The Master saw that there was nothing to fight when he said, resist not evil, but overcome evil with good. This was showing that evil did not really exist except in man's own mind. When you bring a light into the darkness disappears. When your consciousness realizes its unity with the perfect one, so does all evil disappear. But if good and evil exist in your mind, you have a double mind, where there is also faith and doubt, side by side. For instance, if your mind has the image of disease and health,